This moment of looking ahead is also a time when many moviegoers are looking back at World War II. A crop of Second World War movies includes Defiance, with Daniel Craig, better known as James Bond, starring as an heroic Jew who fought back against the Nazis. And we have a review from Kenneth Turan.
Director Edward Zwick has been compelled for years by the story of the Bielski brothers, who kept 1,200 Jews alive in the forests of Belarus during World War II. The Bielskis were so contentious, they fought not only the Germans, they fought each other.
We will send for everyone who is left alive.
And if there are hundreds to you?
Then we will provide.
And when the Germans follow these hundreds, what then?
I won't let that happen.
You won't let that happen?
No, I will bring them out myself.
From the ghetto?
Yes.
So, now you are Moses, huh?
Zush, go back to work. You're wasting time.
I'm not the one who's wasting time, Tuvia.
I cannot have you questioning me in front of the others. We're family. We have to stick together.
The strongest part of Defiance, frankly, might be those fraternal conflicts. We meet the Bielskis, played by Daniel Craig and Liev Schreiber, in 1941. When they discover that the invading Germans have killed their parents and likely put a price on their own heads as well. Zuss, one of Schreiber's strongest film roles, is the wild hothead of the family. He's filled with a burning desire for blood-for-blood revenge, as well as smoldering class resentments against the Jews who looked down on the Bielskis until they needed their help. His brother Tuvia, well played by Craig, is capable of cold fury when it's called for. But he's more of a stoic than Zeus. He also feels more of a responsibility than his furious sibling does to protect the helpless Jews who've escaped to the woods from urban ghettos. Defiance, however, often departs from the harsher realities of this core story and traffics in earnestness and sentimentality. There's too much on-the-nose dialogue and wisecracking through tough times talk. It all feels like stuff we've heard before, and hearing it in the middle of a Belarus forest doesn't improve it enough. Being true to itself, instead of generic, just as the Bielskis were, is what this film does best.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. You can see our critics' best of 2008 lists by going to npr.org.